At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep.
Ah, sorry.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
How did Caleb Williams look? How did Caleb look?
All right, so where do you want to start? I actually, I'll tell you where we're going to start. We're going to start with the last pass of the day because it was fairly interesting. It was an end of game period here for the offense, and they were driving down the field. They had reached the Titans 20. There was 12 seconds left, and Caleb's day ended with an interception. And it was a not a great ball, and it was he was eyeing Colston Loveland, which in that situation, good place to go with the football. You go to your guy that makes you feel comfortable, and it was Tony Adams, the safety, who cut under that pass and ended Caleb's day on a low note. What was interesting about that was after the practice, Caleb sort of owned it really quickly and said that he had been kind of pushing for the play he wanted to run. Now, it was my understanding from what he said is that he got his wish, and in retrospect, wish he hadn't got his wish, because it was from a yard line that was a little bit too far from the end zone for the play to work the way that they wanted it to work. And so he forced one to Loveland, got picked off, and basically said, you know, in the future, I need to let my head coach and play caller do his magician stuff as a play caller and trust that he's, you know, been through this rodeo a time or two before. Yeah. And so some interesting acknowledgments there from Caleb another moment here where I think there's a lot of bankable moments this month between coach and quarterback where it's fine, right? Like, okay, we made this mistake. Let's not screw this up September 13th or after, you know what I mean? Let's get on the same page and let's understand why the mistake happened from you and why we were aiming for something else. So that's that. I'll leave you with a little feedback there with the last play of the day.
Yeah, you know, you're right about what you're saying, because I know some people were sick of us talking so much about the Caleb incompletion to Colston Loveland in the game against the Bengals, but it truly is like a perfect learning moment for Caleb, for coach, for the rest of the team. It gives us a better perspective in terms of what should have been done, what wasn't done. Same thing on the Roma Dunze play. So even if it is annoying from their perspective for us to be micro managing and discussing a one drive in a preseason game, it really does give, and most importantly, the proper perspective to Caleb Williams. And I love the reaction that he had to it today in terms of letting his play caller do his thing. That's almost like him saying, my bad, and not trying to force the issue. And we've discussed this so many times, Dan. This stuff's going to keep happening. It's part of the development. It's part of Caleb Williams, and that's okay.
It's especially okay when the harmony between quarterback and play caller is where it's at with these two right now. That's what's great. You know, we can't promise anyone here that it's going to stay that way forever. We know from past examples that it probably won't. There'll be some point where, you know, they may run into some headaches where they're not totally united, but they're in such a good place right now. And you know, when you're not in a good place as a quarterback with your play caller, you make a mistake like that and you're just like, screw this, you know, and it, like, there's not the healthy growth from it that seemingly comes from some of the things that are happening here this month in camp. Ben was asked before practice today about kind of what he wants to see from Caleb before the regular season arrives. And he basically said, you know, shoot, there's no end line here. That's not a target date for me. This is a constant, continual evolution process that started back in 2025, and we're just continuing to go down the road. And right now on the road for Ben, there's coverage recognition things that he's looking for from Caleb. There's situational football things, including end of game and end of half situations that they want to conquer. And so they'll just stress those for the time being until they find something else to stress. But I think it's really interesting to just feel the coach not sort of putting these like target dates or timelines. It's just like this is a growth process that's just going to be continual and hopefully nonstop for 12 years.
Yeah, well, I love, and let's get more into the coverage recognition part of this, because Ben Johnson, I remember at the beginning of training camp, one of the practices that I was able to attend, when asked the question about what's the next level for Caleb Williams, and part of what he said was coverage recognition. And then he repeated that again the other day when he was asked about what's, you know, evaluate Caleb. Well, finally, today, we got to hear from Caleb Williams, who talked about where he is with coverage recognition.
He's been pushing recently for the next jump from you in coverage recognition. How do you describe what is next for you in that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, at times you have five guys going out in a concept. And so portions of the concepts are specific for certain coverages or certain looks, and so just not necessarily going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's okay, we can skip this route because of this coverage, or this post high, or they're split field and things like that. And so it's just being able to process those things faster, and it's just been, like I said, it's just been faster or more comfortable with the plays and being able to not necessarily think about the plays anymore. I'm more or less getting up there and trying to figure out what I can fix to make sure this play works, or make sure this drive works. And so, and there's times where we may have the coverage and something happens, and it's being able to adjust and find a check down, a scramble, and be positive in those ways.
How do you learn to process snap faster? Is it just as simple as reps?
Oh, man, it's reps, and it's not on the grass and between the 120 and 53. It's being able to consistently, I write the same, like if it's a common concept, that everybody runs an NFL. I write it down consistently. I write down the, what we like it versus what we don't like it versus every time the play is put in and installed. And so it's just, I'm getting constant mental reps of, when I see a coverage or when I see this, it's okay, we don't like it versus this. Now let's get onto the backside of the concept, or, another route that, that we do like in that concept.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to viori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, this is the next level for Caleb Williams. I think back to his rookie year when he was not processing quickly and his decision making was not always spot on. When week after week, there would be guys breaking down tape and you'd see a guy wide open down the field, and there's still some of that, holding the ball too long. All of that, he has come a long way, and I just like that he is speaking at this more advanced level, even if he is imperfect still at trying to decipher and discern who's open and who's not, and coverages and all of that stuff.
It was a nice expansive answer there, and it was a reminder of how exhausting the position is, where you just like, you've got all of these things within the
five guys in a concept.
and that's one play, it's one play. What do we like it against? What don't we like about it against? How do we apply it in real time? How do we see where the safeties are aligned? How do we identify the look we're getting from the defense? How do we find our answers? Like Caleb's saying in there, like, there are some shortcuts in the things I'm being taught, so that I don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can skip 2 and/or 3, because we know the way that this defense is set up, it's not going to work. And so, and then I think that the part where he says it's not just on the grass reps, like that he's got to go constantly study and write things down and push forward to understanding exactly what everything is meant to be and meant to do. And so there's a lot there, And so, look, like, Caleb's camp to me has been right what you'd want it to be. There's been these mistakes. There's been these moments where, today there was a deep crosser to Roma Dunze, and it was just one of those on-time, on-target rhythm throws where you're like, man, that's this offense humming. You know, good runner's ball, get one of your best players in space with the football. Those are fun, you know, and yet we know how much growth is still ahead and how much he's going to be pushed every single day to continue growing. And Kevin Fishbane, my colleague at The Athletic, had a conversation recently with Press Taylor, and Press was talking about just the demanding nature this coaching staff has on Caleb, but also because it comes from the vantage point of this kid can do everything. Like, so we can challenge him to do everything because we know he can do everything. And so they're not holding back, and they haven't held back since day one. And when you vocalize a goal to be one of the best to ever play the position, and you show your coaches that you have gifts that will allow you to chase that, well, then the door is open for nonstop push, right? And as long as it's consistent and as long as it's constructive, everybody's going to win.
Yeah, and they kind of need him to do everything. I mean, he's obviously the most important part of this team still. I mean, we talk about so much else and dwelling on other positions and competitions, but he's the key. He is the cleaner. He is what if there's a problem at left tackle, if there's problems with the defense not being able to stop anybody, the hope is in the back of everybody's minds is throughout this entire camp still is you might have that guy in Caleb Williams who could make all that stuff better. And we always talk about that with elite quarterbacks, and that is what they do. If he can get to that point on a regular basis, all these little concerns that we talk about will still be concerns. There's no doubt about it. We're always going to be looking for perfection, but he cleans that stuff up. Ben Johnson has talked about that, where he cleans up his stuff. If there's a play that he calls that's not good and Caleb can go outside the lines or do something big time, he is the ultimate cleaner, even for the genius head coach.
No question. And it's going to be fun. And I think we're getting closer to the regular season to see this applied with much bigger stakes and a much bigger spotlight. And I think everyone's eager to see what this thing is going to look like, particularly when you turn these guys loose with a specific opponent-specific game plan, right? Like that's where the magic happens with Ben. He's so good at designing an offense and then applying it to whoever they're playing in that given week. That's going to be fun to see where it goes. And apparently today, Grody, I missed a gadget play. I was over watching the defense, and there was a play where DeAndre Swift got the football, threw it back to Caleb Williams, and then Caleb threw the football down the field. So
nice.
The trickery's starting to come out a little bit, and I think we'll all be really excited to spend a whole episode at some point talking about the newest gadget play that the Bears uncork on somebody.
Oh, hell yeah. That's friend of the show, DeAndre Swift, by the way.
Absolutely.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.